Hey, Audioboo, it is Caitlin. Long time new here. Sorry, I'm busy with school and such. Anyway, I'm here in the bathroom of my home in Connecticut, and I am going to do a bath bomb boo, because that's very exciting, and everyone loves a good bath bomb. Why don't you have wrapping paper on you? I love baths, and taking baths, and I don't really get a chance to do so very much because life is busy. But I love bath bombs, things like Lush, stuff like that. And I have a whole cabinet in Connecticut. Well, not a whole cabinet, but underneath our sink, there's a cabinet, and I have like 3 or 4 bath bombs in there. I haven't used one in a while, so I will do that today. I have a cup of tea brewing, and I have some housework to do while Anthony's in Connecticut, but before I start that, I figured I'd take a bath and have a cup of tea. So, I have a bath bomb here. It's not a Lush bath bomb. I thought I'd try something different. It is from a company called Fortune Cookie Soap, which is fortunecookiesoap.com. And they also make like all organic bath products and stuff. And I like their hand cream and stuff like that. And here's Sammy. Hi, Sam. Hi, Papa. But I got a bath bomb from them, and it is called the Trendsetter. And it is like an orangey-red color. Don't you jump in my bath, Beagle. And it is a combination of yuzu and guava. So I am going to remove it from wrapping paper. And what a bath bomb is it's kind of like a bubble bath, but it just dries out, makes the water more moist, and it smells delicious. So I'm going to dump it in the water, and you'll hear it go. So it's bubbling. If you can hear that. Ooh, it smells so pretty. Very guava. So very like orangey and tropical. Kind of vanilla too. It's pretty. And it'll just make the water soft, and it fizzes all around, and it kind of scoots about the tub. And I wanted to see how this would compare to the Lush bath bombs, which I've used quite a few of and know I love very much, and have like 2 in the wings. My sister got me a Lush gift for Christmas, so I have like